Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and we head to Sydney, Australia to catch up with Lillian Molesworth to chat a little bit of swimming. Lillian, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Lillian, let's talk some swimming. It's from a time perspective in triathlon, it's the shortest of the three disciplines. Do you spend much time in the pool, or do you find it comes pretty naturally to you?
Not natural at all. I'm struggling. At the moment, because that's where I'm losing the most, like, is the swimming. So I've been really focusing on my swimming, and I've been doing, lots of swimming training at the moment. So, yeah.
As far as your swim training goes, I mean, what sort of stuff are you doing? What are you really working on right now to get better in the water?
I do lots of paddles work. So, I mean, a lot. It's good. We even like four sets swim and all just paddles. So yeah, and my swimming been improving, but slowly. So yeah.
Do you find that frustrating? I know a lot of people do that. If they don't get big gains, particularly in the water, they just really get demoralized. Does that fire you up that you know that the gains are coming? You just need to keep on working at it, or does it frustrate you?
It frustrates me, but I know I have to keep doing it. So.
And
I can see the results, but the results are tiny bit, but adds up each time, adds up little bit. So, yeah.
From a technique perspective, have you done much work with a coach and video analysis? What sort of stuff have you done?
I've done with a coach, yeah, but it's all comes to down still. I have to put just case into my arms and that's it.
Again, it boils down to that consistency.
Yes.
Unfortunately. if only there was an easy way. What's your favorite workout in the pool or in the water? What do you love doing?
There is none. Just getting out of water, maybe.
I love that. I absolutely love that. And as far as open water compared to swimming in the pool, what do you prefer? I mean, do you do much open water swimming, or is most of your stuff done in the pool?
Most of in the pool, because where I live, it's so easy. I just walk across the road and the pool is just there and it's convenient. So, yeah. But, yep.
Doing most of your work in the pool, do you find you struggle when you hit the open water?
Oh, not really. I think because I've done already so many races, I don't struggle. So even my positioning, I know I'm going to come out of water maybe somewhere in the midfield. I'm still going to go at the front, try to get much as drag as possible.
Lillian, let's talk about your bike now. And obviously, you've said your swim's your weakest of the three disciplines. When you head out and you realize you as far behind as you are on the age group as you're chasing, do you find that you have to hold yourself back on the bike even though you want to go as hard as you can to catch them? Or what's your strategy when you get out on the bike?
No, I go straight away flat out as hard as I can to catch them. So I know I've done the training. I know I'm not going to blow up. So I'm just going to go straight away, hard as I can.
I love that, because that takes a bit of confidence. You say you're not going to blow up. You've obviously blown up in races where you've learned those lessons, and you've done the work, as you say, to get to the point now where you're confident enough that you know that you can hit this thing as hard as you can, and you're going to be fine.
Yeah, because 1 year I was focusing on distance, and I was doing five times each week, which 5 weeks, I did just 220k bike ride. And I knew it now. I got the case in the legs. So I got the strength in my legs to go like that. So, yeah.
As far as your training goes, do you do most of it on you mentioned the wind train on the indoor, or do you head out on the road quite a bit?
No. 98% all is on the trainer.
That's fascinating. And workout-wise, what do you love doing on the bike on that trainer?
The hardest set I've done, it went quickly, but it's very hard. It's 3 minutes on, flat out, and then 1 minute recovery, 10 minutes warm-up, obviously, then 3 minutes on, 1 minute off, up to 3 hours.
Holy cow.
It was hard.
That's
hard.
That's got to hurt.
You have to be focused.
But you
yeah, it hurts. Like when I finished, I could not run. I could not go and run. I just need to lie down on my lounge.
But you love those sort of workouts. I mean, you realize that if you suffer like that in training, that's what's going to make you have good races.
I know it pays off. I've seen the results, and that's why I'm doing it. I know it's hard to doing it. Very often, like, I'm doing it by myself. And I know I'm going to get the results, and that's what motivates me. I know at the end I will see the results. I know on the race day I see the results, and that's why I'm just keep doing it.
From a gadgets perspective, do you train by heart rate? Do you train to power?
No, only heart rate monitor.
Okay.
That's all.
Is there a reason for that?
When train a heart rate monitor. Sorry?
Is there a reason for that? I mean, have you consciously decided you don't want to use power? That's just the way it is?
Because I know if the legs are gone, there won't be no much power anymore. If I do 3 minutes on, 1 minute off, I know the last half an hour, the legs completely gone. What's the point of looking? What's the power? The legs are gone.
I love that. I absolutely love that. As far as the gains you've made on the bike, you mentioned the switch up that you switched from doing mostly distance to time and bringing it down slightly. Do you feel that's what's given you the biggest benefit on the bike?
Probably, yeah.
Well, Lillian, thank you very much for your time once again here on the Kone Edge. Much appreciated. We look forward to catching up next time when we'll chat about your run and nutrition strategy. But we'll save that for when we do touch base again. Thank you so much for joining us on this edition of the Kone Edge. Look forward to catching up again soon.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kone Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to the KonaEdge.com/bike seminar now.